catch up with those on behalf of the Grand Rapids Public Library. Our first talking point, our buildings are open, so let's hear more. Kristen Krieger-Corrado, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, exciting news. This week we opened up all of our buildings so we can have patrons back inside using the library. We're just really pleased to be able to do this.
Now, when it says our buildings are open, you have several locations. Are all open?
All of our locations are open. There will be some safety modifications. So, for example, we'll be limiting the amount of time that people can spend in our buildings and the number of people that can be in our buildings at one time. And, of course, we are asking that everyone wear a mask that covers their mouth and nose.
Not just your mouth. You got to cover your nose, too. Obviously, services are available by location, and the Go curbside service is still available. Talk about this.
That is true. So depending on what location you go to, you might have some things that are available or not. All of our locations will have computer access available for people. We will have, obviously, help if you need reference help or help with technology. You'll be able to check out books. However, at the main library, we don't allow browsing of our collection. So at all of our branches, you can go and browse our collection. But at the main library, because it is so big, we are doing a retrieval service instead. So we'll send our staff to get a book that if you're interested in. But if you're not comfortable coming into our buildings, we still have our GRPL to go curbside service, which is a pickup service. So you put our material on hold, and when it comes in, you'll get notified, and you just pull up into our parking lot, and we'll come and bring your material right out to you.
And, of course, full circle, safety of your patrons and staff is your top priority.
Absolutely. Everything we have done, we've put in place to make sure that when you use the library, you are as safe as possible and our staff as safe as possible. And so you'll see a lot of plexiglass shields and staff, of course, wearing masks and sometimes gloves, just like you would in any other kind of a retail situation or in a restaurant.
Nice. Tell me about your new mobile library.
Yeah, we've just had a really exciting month, shall we?
Yeah.
So we've also launched our first mobile library, and this was designed to make sure that it was really nimble and could go to all the different places within the city of Grand Rapids. And we'll be having weekly stops at Link at the Hispanic Center of West Michigan and the Seedman Boys and Girls Club. We'll also be attending community events and adding stops as we go along. And with our mobile library, you'll be able to do a whole bunch of stuff. You'll be able to pick up and drop off library material, get a library card, use our Wi-Fi and get technology help. And, of course, we'll have different activities based on who we're seeing. So we might have children's activities if it's for a youth program, or we might have something targeted towards seniors, maybe a tech kind of a thing, or a STEM workshop. Just depending on where we go, we'll tailor our mobile library to meet the needs of the community it's serving. And really what we wanted to do was to bring the library out into communities that might not be able to visit one of our 8 branches, or might not, you know, feel, again, right now with COVID, feel comfortable coming into a library. So we really want to get out there and serve all of Grand Rapids.
Very nice. Kristen Krieger-Corrado with us, Marketing and Communications Manager with the Grand Rapids Public Library. Tell me about voter registration days.
Yeah, that's today and tomorrow at all of our locations. We have volunteers from the League of Women Voters who will be at our locations outside helping people register to vote. And as many people know, the League of Women Voters also provides nonpartisan information on the candidates and issues. And so they'll have that available as well if you want to learn more about what's going to be on the ballot. So if you have not registered to vote, it is not too late. And so come to any Grand Rapids Public Library location, either today or tomorrow. They'll help you get registered to vote. And then, of course, you can still vote in the election. And you can vote either, again, by absentee ballot or in person. And we're also very excited to partner with the City of Grand Rapids. And 4 of our locations do have ballot boxes That have been installed by the city clerk so that you can put in your ballot ahead of time if you want.
It's the world in which we live in for a few more days, right? All right.
For a few more days.
What are you reading? You know I always ask these you experts on behalf of your libraries. What are you reading?
Well, you know, October, I like a good thriller. You know, it's the season, right? And so I just finished a book called A Good Marriage by Kimberly McCreet. And McCreet is this really great author in which she really has you putting together all the pieces of the puzzle till the very end. And this book is about a man who comes home from a party and finds his wife dead at the bottom of the stairs and is consequently arrested for her murder. However, his lawyer starts looking into it and discovers that both the man and his wife have had some interesting backgrounds and is trying to figure out if he really did commit this murder or not. So it's a really great book. I highly recommend it if you want something that's kind of really gripping and page-turning, A Good Marriage by Kimberly McCreet.
That's what we do. Look for the recommendations. How do we find out about GRPL, Kristen?
Sure. If you want to learn anything else, including our hours that we are open or where our mobile library will be, you can visit grpl.org or you can call us at 988-5400. And you can find us on all our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Come check us out.
Wonderful. The buildings are open. Sweet. Thanks, Kristen.